Well, we know we're all getting a little more active as Mother Nature allows, and in the month of March, our student-athletes have definitely been busy, right? Welcome in, everybody. It's time for Checkoff Chats, a conversation brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars and the Wisconsin Beef Council. Find more at beeftips.com, and also our friends at the Equity Livestock Cooperative Sales Barns, supporting the livestock community since 1922. Find out more at equitycoop.com about the services they provide. We'll get to the services that the Wisconsin Beef Council provides in just a moment with Tammy Vossen, the executive director. But first, I want to start this conversation with Dr. Shailene McNeil. She is the executive director of nutrition science, health, and wellness at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Shailene, thanks for taking some time out of your schedule to talk about this. You know, March is National Nutrition Month, and I know that you are focused in on sharing some recent research with the medical community, with our mothers, with our athletes, with really anybody that wants to listen about how heart-healthy beef is. And that's not a conversation that was always real easy to have.
Well, that's right. It is great to be here. And you're right. You know, we didn't always have the high quality evidence that we have today to show how beef can support heart healthy diets. And so thanks to the Beef Checkoff for their investment in nutrition research, we now have lots of studies that continually support beef as part of a heart healthy diet. In fact, just in November of this past year, we were able to invest in research to publish a series of summaries of 20 randomized controlled trials. So that's considered the best quality evidence that's out there, and look at all those studies together and determine that consumers can eat beef up to 2 servings per day and they had no impacts on their cardiovascular disease risk factors. So their blood pressure didn't go up, their blood lipids were still within the normal ranges. And what's also exciting about this research is that even though the Beef Checkoff had funded some of those studies that were evaluated, the authors showed that there was no bias in those results either. So Checkoff research was just as credible as other research out there. So we really have great science now to support the role that beef plays in heart-healthy diets. And that's thanks to the Checkoff.
Shailene, everybody seems to be driven for quality proteins today. A lot of it has to do with the Ozempic movement, they call it. Tell me a little bit more about why this beef quality is good. Not just if you're looking to lose or manage your weight, but even different age groups should be considering beef as the quality protein they should source.
We know that protein is one of the most sought-after nutrients that consumers are looking for today, and we know that beef is high-quality protein. It has all those essential amino acids that our bodies need to grow and develop, especially during the childhood and teenage years. But what's interesting about beef is it's more than just protein. It's iron and zinc and B vitamins. And when we look at certain life stages like teenage health or during pregnancy or as we age, we really need more of those nutrients in our body to help keep up with all the change that's going on. I'm a mom. I've got teenage daughters. I know that for athletes, we really need a lot more nutrition, a lot more high-quality protein, and our research is beginning to show that beef is helping close those nutrient gaps at those special life stages, not for just for the protein, but for the iron and the zinc and the B vitamins and choline.
Again, if you're just joining us, Shailene McNeil, along with us, Executive Director of Nutrition Science, Health, and Wellness for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Beef Checkoff dollars have been invested for years trying to make sure that we are bringing science-based information to physicians, to mothers, to anybody that's looking for it about the quality of beef protein that you're getting, regardless of age. Now, Shailene, let's talk a little bit more about some of the information that's being revealed. Protein is our focus. Beef can be an expensive protein. Can you tell me a little bit more maybe about cuts or how I can still get that quality protein for my family and be respectful of a budget?
You know, one of the things we talk about a lot to audiences we reach, because I'm a registered dietitian and I definitely know that, you know, per pound, beef might be a little bit more expensive than other proteins. But if you look at it per gram of protein or per nutrient, so ounce for ounce, you're going to get a huge nutritional bang for your buck as well. So that's something to keep in mind with beef. You're getting a lot of protein for every serving that you're buying from beef, and that makes it a little bit more maybe budget friendly from a nutrition standpoint. When it comes to choosing cuts, I always like to recommend for leaner cuts. You don't have to, but if you're looking to save a few calories or look for leaner cuts, You can look for cuts with the words round or loin in the name. But there's also a lot of budget-friendly cuts. I look for smaller portions or cells that you can divide up and put it in your freezer and store some for later. So there's a lot of budget-friendly tips that you can use to make beef more affordable and get the value that that nutrition is going to bring to raising up the overall nutrition quality of your entire meal.
Shailene has been with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for a while, watching how this message resonates now, today, not with just beef producers or their families, but boy, healthcare professionals, Shailene. Tell me what that's felt like as a professional, like you said, a doctor that's involved in nutrition, to see kind of the change in mind frame from health professionals about beef.
We have seen health professionals improving their attitudes about the role that beef plays. You know, when I first started working with the Beef Checkoff 15 to 20 years ago, there was a lot more scrutiny than there is on beef's role in health amongst the health professional community, amongst doctors and dietitians. And now we're being requested to provide health professional education materials right into doctors' offices. Doctors are asking us to supply nutrition educational materials, and they're asking for extra information that they can also share with their patients. We know that the public is looking for adding more protein into their diet. We know doctors and dietitians are wanting to help their populations incorporate and navigate that and do it in a healthy way. We know the public loves eating beef, and we know it can support healthy diets. So the Checkoff has been really instrumental in helping provide those tools, that education, and we are seeing health professionals' attitudes about beef nutrition improving over time. And I think with all the interest on higher protein diets, and the continued research in this area, it's only going to continue to be a strong, positive area for us through the Beef Checkoff.
Dr. Shailene McNeil, along with us, Executive Director of Nutrition Science, Health, and Wellness with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Let's pivot now and visit with our Wisconsin Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, Tammy Vossen. Tammy, let's just talk a little bit about some of the ways that this information is incorporated into programming here in Wisconsin to try to reach our local audience. Give me a little update on how you're sharing this information with, for example, with the healthcare professionals.
Yeah, well, we continue to find new avenues to share the great story of beef's nutritional profile throughout the state of Wisconsin. And as you mentioned, health professionals is one of those areas that allows us to be in front of whether it's dietitians or nurses or others in the field that are making recommendations to consumers on healthy diets. And some opportunities that we have coming up in April, there's actually three health-related conferences that we're going to be attending and sharing out that nutrition research, sharing our lean beef recipes that are approved by the American Heart Association. So that includes the Wisconsin Association of Nutrition and Dietetics. Really, it's, again, those dietitian folks. We'll also be attending the Wisconsin Nurses Spring Conference. So that group is of course, in front of patients all the time. Some of these folks are also working directly with their clientele and making those nutrient recommendations. And then lastly, there's this Wisconsin Society for Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Health and Rehab. So really, it's those cardiac rehab patients that are going in and they've had some type of a heart event, going in for rehab and then also learning what they need to be doing in their diets. So this really gives us a great platform to share the new research about how lean beef can be a part of a heart-healthy diet.
Well, and we assume that those folks would know about this information, but obviously they're busy. That's not necessarily always the case. And Tammy, Wisconsin's reaching out to those health professionals in a lot of different ways. Materials, handouts, menu items, if they'd like. And you're not just focused on, shall we say, the mid-age and older folks. You're also trying to help those health professionals understand reaching young people on a beef message level.
That's right. We, a couple of years ago, had a campaign that was talking about beef in the early years and how, you know, young parents can be incorporating beef in different textures, of course, as their infants are growing through the years, and helping to introduce pureed beef and beef crumbles as they continue to develop, but also meeting those nutrient needs of our young people. And this last year, our board made the choice to invest in an adolescent toolkit that was distributed to a number of medical offices across the state of Wisconsin to those folks who are counseling our teens and our tweens, those kind of between those young years and becoming a teenager, in showing those parents and caregivers the proper nutrition that can be achieved with beef. Of course, we know it's a great source of protein that as those adult or those children are continuing to grow, all of the other important nutrients that beef can bring into the diet to meet a variety of needs.
Tammy Vossen joining us. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Again, I always remind you, if you're looking for any of these resources to use on your own, always go to beeftips.com. Tammy, I'd be remiss if I didn't point to the fact that Wisconsin beef producers are also trying to focus in on athletes. March Madness around Wisconsin with all of our sporting activities. It's definitely something that resonates with parents. Tell them a little bit about how you're working to really educate youth and athletes on how important beef plays the role in quality protein.
Right. We have been a part of what's called the Build Your Base program for the last couple of years. So again, that's focused on athletes, whether that is at the very young age, kids are being introduced to sports, high school level, all the way up to the college and even some semi-professional activities that we have been involved in. But this past year, we just started a partnership with the athletic department at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. And so they are deploying the educational resources that show how having a solid diet that incorporates beef as a protein source can help them with their endurance. It, of course, helps with muscle growth as well as repair after you've done a heavy type of a workout. And so UWP has all of our educational resources that are targeted towards college athletes. And we've also been able to give them some of our delicious beef sticks to have that healthy protein snack. Maybe it's before they're competing or after a workout that they can be adding some of that protein to help with that muscle repair.
Let's say there's a coach or somebody listening now, Tammy. Is that information also available at beeftips.com?
Yes, they can go to our website and learn more about the Build Your Base program and reach out to us if they're interested in a partnership. We would like to be able to extend that into more regions in the state.
Excellent opportunity. Great educational information. And, of course, important nutritional information generated on the national scene by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Your checkoff dollars at work. Tammy Vossen joining us with more information on how that education is happening across health professionals on a statewide basis, reaching out to those youth as well. More information available anytime at beeftips.com. Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, rounding out our checkoff chat today, brought to you by our friends at Equity Livestock Cooperative Sales, supporting the livestock community since 1922. Visit them at equitycoop.com.